Hi, thank you for holding, Jason. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so that's always great news.
Yeah. It started snowing yesterday, so.
Oh, wow.
I'm not
sure
about that.
Yeah. See, we're in California, so we have sun.
Oh, that must be nice.
Yes, we have sun for right now, though, so we'll wait and see. Now, I mean, you're newer in business, right? You have about 2 months?
Yes.
Oh, well, congratulations. How has it been going for you?
It's been challenging.
Oh, well, I am sorry to hear that. Okay, okay,
no,
that's good.
It's all good.
That's good.
The day we started this, I busted my patellar tendon, and I had to have surgery. So I've been working through all that.
Oh, no.
It's all good.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you fully recovered, or are you still?
No, I can kind of walk, but I'm working on flexibility right now.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. I hope that you recover quickly. Yes, yes. And, wow, yes, that's definitely a challenge. I can hear you on that end. And, I mean, since you just started your business as well, I mean, what do you currently do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
So right now I run ads in a couple local newspapers that are like service papers.
Okay.
Facebook, I got my webpage. I'm just opening up Angie Leads.
Okay. Hey, your website's really nice, by the way. Did you do it yourself, or did you get a company to do it? It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
It looks good. Yes, yes. I've seen some websites that people make, and this is really nice, especially of you making it yourself.
The only thing I want to do to it is be able to, like, book the rentals from that, but I just haven't quite got to that yet.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, when it comes to our listings, they are exclusive. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with any of your competitors. These are calls that go directly to you. And we do that with first page placement on Google. So the first thing we're going to want to do, of course, is make you a Google business profile. Since when I looked up your company name in Colton, New York, nothing actually popped up on the Google business side. So we're going to want to make sure to do that first. The other thing we're going to do is put you on the first page of Google where the local map section is based off of about 15 keywords. So these are going to be of the services or the jobs that you want to be found for. So all somebody has to do is look up one of those services. It doesn't even have to be the company name, just one of those keywords. And then your business pops up right there on the first page of Google. We also take care of you on Bing. And the other thing that works really well, and I know you just started, so you probably haven't, let me just ask, have you opened up a Facebook page for your business, or do you plan on doing that?
We do have one.
Okay, okay, that's perfect.
I think
so
you can see it from the web page. You can get to it.
Let me see.
Right at the top.
At the top. It doesn't do, oh, yeah, I see it. Okay, there we go. I was missing that little.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I should probably go at the bottom maybe, but.
Most websites have it all the way at the bottom. So it would probably be better to have it all the way at the bottom because that's typically where I see it. That's where I was actually searching for it.
Right.
Yes, okay, but perfect. So what we do with Facebook, we run ads. So we do direct target marketing. We only run ads in front of people who have already been searching for your services across the web. We do target income levels, age groups, and also the location that you're looking to get work. And when it comes to all of our services, it works off of a flat rate. So it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. And with the Black Friday special we have going on, we are waiving setup fees and also giving a discount on the package, and it's a flat rate of $249 a month and nothing more.
$249?
Mm-hmm. $249 a month, correct. And that includes everything.
One question.
Of course.
How did you guys hear about me.
Mm-hmm. So we have an inventory department. When we're looking to fill an area, they go all over the internet. They look up the businesses in the area. Based off of what I'm finding from you online, I do see the website, but I also see the home advisor, which is the Angie's. So it's very likely that you came from there.
From Angie's?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, so here's my only issue, because I just finished this web page. Well, I'm still working on it, but I just got it published on Saturday.
Okay.
And I believe for $10 a month, I can change my SEO myself. Not saying that I can do a better job than you guys, but
for $10 a month on the SEO, it's not going to go far at all. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't know exactly what it is that they're doing, but it doesn't sound right at all. I know GoDaddy started doing some type of SEO type of deal. I don't know what their packages on it are, but we're a Google Premier Channel partner company. We've been doing this for 19 years. 19 years next month. But, $10 doesn't sound right at all. Even when you
right.
start getting,
so, When I finished this, it said it would start showing up in like a week or two. But it must be already showing up because I got hooked up with Angie Leads the last couple of days. The problem is, it's kind of the downtime. There's only so much money to go around at this point.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do $249.
So I looked up dumpster rental in Colton, New York, just dumpster rental. And what pops up is La Pierre Waste System LLC, Pick and Go, Colton Transfer Station. That's in the local map section. When you're looking at the organic side, what pops up is a directory, first of all. You don't pop up on the organic side. So when it comes to Google, there's different sides. There's the organic side. There's a local map section. There's Google Ads. There's Google Guarantee. And to pop up in 1 to 2 weeks as well, that already sounds a little weird also. When it comes to SEO, typically companies, so when it comes to SEO done right, companies that are partnered with Google, it takes approximately 30 to 45 days max to get the results. When a company is not partnered with Google, it takes approximately 3 to 6 months. Now, I did speak with a client yesterday who is dealing with another company, and they're not partnered with Google, and they told them it was going to take 6 months to a year. So, it does take time. So 1 to 2 weeks already sounds weird also, apart from the $10. So I wonder what it is exactly that they're doing. But,
it was,
price?
That was on top of my webpage because I pay for that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not necessarily sure, because if they're doing SEO on your webpage, that would be the organic side. So they need to do a lot of backlinks, like in blogs, and it takes a lot of time to do that. So yeah, $10, even companies that aren't partnered with Google, even newer companies, you're looking at like $150 a month. And again, those, it could take up to 6 months to a year to see results with those type of deals. But when it comes to our side with pricing, I mean, I wish I could help you out as much as I can. The only thing that I have an option for, we would not be doing anything on Facebook side if you want to go this route. We would just take care of you on the Google side. We would reserve your spot, start putting you up there. That would be $199 a month. And you can add Facebook at a future date when you start getting more work in, when you start getting more income coming in, because as soon as people start finding you and you're getting more work, you'll have more of a money flow on that end. But that's pretty much what I would be able to do price wise. That's with the Black Friday specials, because typically these packages cost more.
Okay, so for $199,
mm-hmm.
you could get me on the Google Map,
mm-hmm.
showing up just like all my competitors,
mm-hmm.
with a link to my webpage, or is that how that would
work? Yeah, your webpage is going to go on your Google Business Profile. It's going to be on there. So, you know, you're going to have your webpage. You'll have also their business hours, how to contact you, pictures of work that you've done. All of that's going to be on your Google Business Profile.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where would I show up? You said that I would be your only customer in the area?
Correct. Yes. So, based off of your, correct. So based off of your keyword searches, we wouldn't be able to work with another company in the same area that you're in, based off of a 50-mile radius, that offers the same services you do. Cause I don't know how long you've been with Angie's, but the way that they work, they give you a lead. They give your competitors the same lead. They charge all of you for that lead. And, you know, obviously not everybody gets it. You know, Angie's has gotten into a lot of trouble for the way that they run their business. They currently got sued by the Federal Trade Commission for lying about lead quality to their clients. I've heard nightmares about that company. So we don't do things like them. It's a straight, we work with you, only you. These calls go directly to you. We don't share these leads with anybody else, because they go to you. They don't go through us.
They're yeah. not really leads. This is just when people are doing their search on their own.
Correct. So if somebody in your area is looking for a dumpster rental, you know, and they don't know any companies near them, they're obviously going to go on Google, because everybody goes on Google. They're going to search for that, and then that's when you pop up. It's like, for example, for me, I was looking for a plumber a few months ago, and I just went on Google and I put plumbers, and then a bunch of companies popped up. And that's what we're basically going to do for your business.
Okay. And is there a contract?
No, it is a month-to-month service. You receive this also in writing, just because, again, a lot of our clients come from very terrible situations. But you do receive everything in writing. It is month-to-month service. You can cancel whenever you like. The only thing we do ask, if you do cancel, please call us 3 days before your next billing is due.
I see. You know what? Let's give it a shot.
Perfect. I'm excited for you. You're going to love it. All right.
I mean,
let me do
more than I want to spend at Christmas time, but we'll give it a shot. We'll see what it does.
I think that's on everybody's end. You know, Christmas is always something.
Right.
Okay. So let me make sure I have all of your information correct. Jason, I have the spelling of your first name, Jason. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And what is your last name?
Cameron.
C-A. I'm sorry?
You're going to need a credit card, right?
Yes, but first I'm going to get your business information. I'm going to fill out. So the way it's going to work is I'm going to get your business info, the basics of it. I'm going to set a call with the onboarding team. They are the ones that go more into detail about your company info. Since today, we do have availability today, but if you don't have availability today, it's going to have to be until next week because, you know, of Thanksgiving. But we'll go over that shortly. So let me just make sure I have your info correct. Cameron, I have last name. Is it with a C-A-M-E-R-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what is your email address?
Which one do you want?
It's up to you. So we're going to be, so while we're on the phone, you're going to be receiving, you know, your invoice, all the information of what needs to get done, like that verification pin. So we're going to communicate through email and through text with you. So it's up to you where you would like to receive those emails.
Let's do Jason.
Okay.
At American-dumpster.com.
Okay. All right. And I have two phone numbers for you. So I have one that ends in 9286 and one that ends in 3154.
Yes, use that one.
The one that ends in 3154?
Yes, please.
Okay. And is this going to be the 3154? Is this the number that you want your clients to call you on?
Yes, please.
Okay. And is it also your cell phone?
It is.
Okay. Do you want me to remove the 9286 number entirely?
You could.
Okay.
She has a full-time job, so she can't really talk all the time. She's, like, officially the owner.
Okay.
Even though I do everything.
Can I ask, is it your wife?
No, it's my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, because I was going to say, that's typically how it is. The wife or the girlfriend, fiance, they pretty much handle everything, but the person who does all the work is the husband, boyfriend,
right.
You know. Okay. So do you want me to put her down as a point of contact on the account, like an authorized user, or not at all?
I found that when we do stuff like that, it just complicates everything.
It does. Okay.
So we'll just keep it simple.
Okay. Sounds good. And then for business name, it's three words, American Dumpster Rental, correct?
As the business name, yes.
Yes. I just want to make sure, because that's how it's going to look on your Google business profile. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Now, Google is going to mail you out a verification PIN. That's to verify that you are a legitimate business. So the address that I have is 69 Riverside Drive in Colton, New York, 13625. Is that correct?
It is.
And it's a physical address. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And my onboarding team is going to research your area. They're going to tell you what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
Like dumpster removal. It's not so much trash, but debris, bins, for rent. I mean, those are kind of like what I see, like, as keywords that I would type in near,
so,
you know, dumped around near me.
They're going to tell you what keywords are searched the most, so you're going to be able to pick that on your onboarding call.
Okay.
So pretty much what we want to put down is jobs that you offer, services that you offer. So then we can kind of see based off of that what's searched the most. So I do have, you know, dumpster removal, debris removal, bin. Is there anything else?
Construction, debris, yard cleanup.
Okay.
But it's the customer that's doing the work. It's not me. So I just drop off and pick up.
Okay.
Basically anything that'll fit in there and it's not over 10 tons, I'll take it.
So let's say, do they put everything like on, let's say, their yard and then you pick it up, or do they throw, they themselves have to put it into your truck or your dumpster?
They would have to put it in themselves.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Let me make that clear here as well.
I drop it off right in their yard. They fill it up and then I come and pick it up.
Perfect. Okay. Let me put that down as well.
It'd be kind of like a regular trash bin, except a much larger scale.
Yeah. I've seen them around in certain areas or on TV as well, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Okay. Perfect. And for your onboarding call, the call is approximately 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. They do call within an hour window. So I have, actually, it looks like today we might be full. Let me see. You're off today. I do have, it looks like, one spot. And it would be between 2 to 3 your time. Is that okay?
That would be great.
Okay. I'll email you a Google invite as well. That's good. I didn't see how busy we were today. Okay, so between 2 to 3 your time today. Perfect. I'll send that over to you. Now we're going to do you your Google business profile. Is your business licensed and insured?
There's not really a license, but I have insurance, general liability.
Okay. All right. I know some professions, they don't require it, but I still have to ask. Okay.
I don't need anything unless I get over 26,000 pounds.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. That's just on Google side, but everything should be fine on that end. We're not doing Facebook. Okay. You have a website already. I'm going to send you over a text message also. It's going to have our office line. That's going to be the number we're going to be calling you from. But it also has my direct extension, so I'll also be point of contact on your account. So if anything pops up or any questions, feel free to call me also, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's see. Okay, now for
question.
Of course.
What do you think the time frame would be before I would be able to see this?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. So it's in it for max results. It's 30 to 45 days. Google mails you out that verification pin. As soon as you receive the verification pin, you want to get that right back to us. But we're already going to be working in the background for the analytics side for your business. I have seen first page placement as soon as 13 days. But we do like to under-promise and over-deliver. we like to set those clear expectations as well. But that's approximately what we tell our clients. But it really is that verification pin. Get that back to us as soon as possible, because that's the main thing on Google's side, because Google's a little particular.
Now that's coming in snail mail?
Yes, it's going to come through snail mail.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now for, let me see. Oh, yes. So specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. So where would you like to get work?
Basically, can you do a radius?
I can do a radius, yes.
If you went to Potsdam, New York, and did like a 35, 40-mile radius, that would be pretty close.
Okay. So it's going to go based off of also your the address that you're putting in, so your Colton address. Would be the mile radius from there? Would it be like a 45-mile radius or a 30-mile radius?
Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I got two borders going on. One's the Canadian border, and the other one's Franklin County border. I'm in St. Lawrence County.
Okay.
So I would just say St. Lawrence County, but Franklin County's like 15 miles away. So I would go into Franklin a little bit. It's kind of weird, like almost a radius works the best, but if I go... if I go 40 miles from the Colton address, I think that puts me in Canada. If I go straight north.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really want to be dealing with Canadians.
Yeah. What I can do is put a 40-mile radius, just not in Canada.
Okay. I guess that's the biggest. Yeah, I don't need them calling me and you want some poutine?
Yeah, and having to cross the border. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of an inside joke.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. I know the food, but that's about it.
Yeah.
It's not in Canada. And for the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Like 7 to 9.
Every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a lot of my stuff is like, they're going to call me, and it's just a matter of making an appointment.
Oh, got it.
So then when I talk to them, they don't really care if it gets dropped off at midnight or 7 in the morning, as long as it's there when they get to work the next day.
Got it. Okay. So, all right.
It's important that I can get the call, because if I miss the call, then they call somebody else.
Exactly. That's what I tell a lot of my clients as well. They want to show that they're closed on weekends. So many times I tell them, a lot of our clients put open by appointment, so at least they receive the calls, because when they look you up, they're going to see if you're open or not. And if you're closed, obviously they're going to go to your competitors, and that's what you don't want. Yeah. Okay. So that's good thinking in that end. And for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the business name, or both?
It has my name.
Okay. Is there a middle initial on the card?
Let me see.
Okay. I know. I forget if my middle initial's on my cards as well.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. And what letter is it?
B.
Okay, perfect. Yes, and boy. And is the billing the same 69 Riverside Drive?
It is.
Okay. And then what type of card is it?
Visa.
Okay. And I am ready whenever you are.
44, 35, 8900, 02, 53, 9931.
9931? Yes. Okay. And the expiration?
0527.
And security code?
251.
Okay. Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. This is so you know it's us calling you, not some random company. So you have three different options. You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Where is this going to show up?
This is a security question. This is the question that we ask you every time that we call you, so you know it's us calling you, not some like random scamming company. You don't have to put the real answer. You can put whatever answer you want, just as long as you remember it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a question. You're going to call me, and then you're going to ask me the question.
Correct. Yes. And that's how you know it's us calling you, and then you answer it, you know, and that's basically verification on both sides.
Okay. So what were the questions again? Now that I understand.
You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do city I was born in.
Okay. And what city was that?
Potsdam.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Potsdam.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification. It's going to be on a recorded line. It outlines the service agreement, and then you're going to receive everything through text message and also through email. So if you have any questions or anything, please feel free to stop me so I can answer them for you. First thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
American Dumpster Rental.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jason Cameron, Chief Operator.
All right. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time we call you, we're going to ask you this security question, and we're also going to be calling you from the 877 number that I did send a text message to. So just save that in your contact. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically an SEO company. You can't have two SEO companies doing the same thing. It does mess up your spot. So if you do, if you can just please let us know. That's basically all it's asking.
Okay.
All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today on the 22nd in the non-refundable amount of $199. When your second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd in the amount of $199. This is a reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your plan with us at any time. Just please contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're going to be receiving everything through text and email, and we're almost done as well. Okay. And also, whenever you're ready to add Facebook ads, feel free to call me. I can give you $100 worth of Facebook ads for $50 more. So just whenever you're ready, though. Okay?
Okay.
Feel free to call me. I can still offer you that discount. I'll make it work on my end. And let me make sure you receive. We're going to do the terms and conditions real quick, and then we're pretty much done. And I have you down as a call today. It's going to be between 2 to 3 your time. Let me see if this got sent to you. Okay, I'm going to send you over a link if you can open it up. Just give me 1 second. And this is basically everything that we went over as well, so you'll have a copy of it also. I just sent it to you. If you can please open the link. So this is pretty much letting you know what we're going to do for you, which is going to be that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it for you. Directory submission. So if you would want us to put you on Yelp as well, we can do that. I'll put it down on the notes. If we can make you a page, it's completely up to you. My site, you don't have to worry about that because you already have a website. Facebook, we're not worrying about that, or Google Ads, Google Guarantee. None of that really necessarily matters on your end. It goes down on the cost breakdown, which is going to be the $199, and what you're going to be charged $199. That's all. You can also pause your service at any time. We don't charge you. If you get really busy, just call us 3 days before your billing goes over that you can cancel at any time as well. The only thing I need you to do is you can click on the two boxes. The first one is to agree to receive text messages from us. That's the way we communicate with you. The second one, that you are an authorized holder on the account. And if you can just type in your name the way that it looks with capital letters and then just confirm it, it's going to take you into your dashboard, which your dashboard is what's going to track everything for you.
Okay. Some reason.
If it doesn't go through, it could be because it does. It's capital letters. It will not go through if the letters are not capitalized or if the name doesn't look exactly the way that it is. It is very particular.
I'm having trouble actually getting into my email.
Oh, I texted it over to you.
Oh, you texted it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I texted it. But if you are having trouble with that email, I can change your email if need be, so please let me know. Or if you want to let us know when it's your onboarding call, we can update the email so you can receive communication from us.
Okay. I mean, it's... Yeah, I think we got it going now. So, okay, so you sent it to my text.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this. What did I need to do?
Click on the localflash.com. Yeah, click. So I sent you probably received a few messages, but it is, I sent you an individualized message that just has a link. So you want to click on that link and then click on the two boxes, which lets you get text messages and that you are authorized, blah, blah, blah. And then just type in your name with the capital letters and then just confirm it. And it takes you into a dashboard.
Okay,
so let me make sure. Yeah, so your dashboard is what's going to be tracking everything. We're going to get your credentials within the next 3 to 5 days. That's going to be your username, password. It tracks everything for you. But as of right now, everything is done. I have you down as a call between 2 to 3 today. As long as I'm available, I'm going to be the one that introduces you to your onboarding team, and they'll be on the line. But if I'm not available because we might leave, our department might leave early today, they're going to still call you regardless, and they'll introduce themselves. But you have my contact info, so anything you can email me, I'll send you an email shortly, but you can email me, you can text me, you can call me. If I don't answer, please leave me a voicemail. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, perfect. Now, do you have any questions for me?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, if anything comes up, feel free to reach out. I'll speak with you soon, Jason.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye.